This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hi, we're Amber Run and you're listening to University Radio Nottingham.
Thank you very much for coming and joining us today. It's great to see you. Massive congratulations on the release of your second album, For a Moment I Was Lost. How proud are you guys to be releasing it today?
Yeah, to be honest, there was a genuine extended period of time where we weren't sure whether it was going to get out there. Like, we have dealt with some pretty testing things, you know. One of the band members leaving, parting ways with our label, and you sort of come away from that and you're like, oh, do we still want to be doing this? So we looked at each other and we said, all of us were absolutely adamant that we did want to, and we actually believed in the music that we'd written for the second album. Then it's a case of finding anyone who's going to fund it, kind of thing. So there are quite a few hoops that you have to jump through, and luckily we've squirmed our way through, and we've got a team which, in my opinion, is stronger than ever before, and music to back it up. So we're in a pretty good place right now.
I was just saying before that I saw you guys in 2014 headlining. You're supporting Lewis Watson, but you're headlining tonight. And how excited are you to be headlining Rock City, the one and only in all places in Nottingham?
Yeah, it's amazing. We can't wait. It was one of those ones we've always said, like going to uni here, it would just be an absolute dream to headline. We've played here a few times, dot to dot. We played with St. Raymond, and every time we come off stage, you're like, that was great, but like, can we headline it? And actually tonight we're doing that, so it's incredible, and we're extremely excited seeing some of our favorite bands play here before, so it's wicked.
Obviously you guys formed here in Nottingham, so you know this is kind of like home for you, you know, almost. Well, it is, really. I guess you guys class it as home. What is it like being back in Nottingham? Is it nice to be back? You like to spend a bit of time sort of around the city, that kind of thing?
Well, it's weird. I'm back living here, and it took quite a lot of readjusting to it, because there are new things not only in the city but also at uni, okay? And also none of the people that I knew were here from before, so it's
if you want to put your CV in,
any prospective friends out there, it would be great.
I'm sure there'll be a lot.
But at the same time, for those of us who don't still live here, coming back, it's one of those funny things. We drive in through Lenton, and it's where we all kind of lived. Yeah. And you know, driving up the roads, like, where was it, Ross Avenue, all those ones, and it's like it genuinely does feel like coming back home way more than anywhere else. Because I mean, we're all technically from London, but it's just such an enormous place that you don't really go through it and think, oh god, memories. It's just sort of a huge sprawl, so it's much more like homely feeling being here.
So you guys have also just sort of been talking about a few nights out that you've done here in Nottingham, but like what if you had to sort of pick one night out when you were here in Notts, which would be your favourite, like the one you sort of recommend students? Yeah, club nights, or even just like, yeah, club nights.
Forum Thursday night. R.I.P. 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 I miss you, Boudica.
There was one night I had across the road in the Red Lounge when, we were going and we were pre-drinking before, as it were, and I had a bottle of wine and I only got through about a third of it before we went out, and I was like, well, right, I'll take it out with me and drink it on the way. And I didn't know we were going in there, and then they all walked in and I was like, right, okay, what do I do this? So I fastened it and shoved it down my trousers to go in, and I walked up to the door and then felt like a load of wine pour down my leg, so I obviously hadn't sealed it properly, and basically a whole bottle of wine had emptied down my trouser leg walking in after security, just like pouring down here. White wine, the worst possible thing. Red could have been worse, but white, like my trousers stank of white wine for months and months on end.
So obviously, like, I guess a lot's happened in like the last 12, 18 months, and like ever since then you've released singles like No Answers and Perfect, and like listening to them, they sound that little bit heavier, a little bit more heavy than sort of what you say debut album sort of contained. Would you say it's fair to say that between the release of your first album and now on the day of your release of your second album, you sort of sound has evolved and changed quite a bit?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And it wasn't such a conscious decision to be heavier or anything. It was more just maybe on our first album we were it's like if you look at the music that we've listened to growing up, it's all pretty heavy stuff, And I think on the first album, it was kind of a apprehension about delving too deep into that sort of thing. Whereas this time around, we were a bit like, well, let's just do what we want. And this is the kind of stuff that naturally comes out.
Like, I mean, you've sort of already answered like my next question. I mean, I was, ever since you released No Answers, we played that on our like alternative indie rock show on URN, like pretty much as soon as it got released. I love that tune, love it. And I love how you sort of, especially towards the end, you sort of bring out that different side to you. And I think that's great to hear. You've already sort of alluded to what your favourite song is, but do you guys all have like a favourite song off the new album? Or is it a hard cut? Is that too difficult?
I know, obviously you gravitate to like specific tunes.
It's like children.
Yeah, it's like my future sons and daughters. I will have a favourite, that much is obvious. No, but you do gravitate to some, because some, you know, they catch you at a specific moment, and you know, when a moment that like, you really needed, you know, to throw something out into the world. Like songs like Fickle Game are really, I think, quite important to us, and a song like Haze is, you know, especially important, and you know, maybe they're not the most obvious songs to listen to on the first listen, but you know, I think you can hear a lot of what was poured into them if you, you know, really delve into it. But I'm really glad you said you like No Answers as well, man, because we pushed that for a single for quite a long time, and then the label and management were just like, kind of, no, and it's not the right one to do. But I think it's a really great introduction to the kind of music that, you know, that we're making now, because, you know, we've got that kind of like that slow build, which is like kind of more vintage what we do, and then you have that moment where you can turn it on its head and come straight in with like a really linear kind of rock attack.
And so your new record's called For a Moment I Was Lost. Could you kind of expand a little bit about what the name's about? Does it come from a personal place?
Well, essentially, it's something we found over the past couple of years that Will just actually has a really bad sense of direction, and it seemed really, really important to address that in the music we were writing and let everyone know that he's always struggled in terms of height, so it doesn't help him navigate.
For a Moment I Was Lost is a lyric in one of the songs, personally my favourite song, Ireland. And it's quite a nice little soundbite to sort of say, do you know what, we have been through not a particularly nice time, but we're ready to like actually move forward. It's quite a positive thing, it's past tense. It's like, yeah, we did that, but like, now we're going forward, yeah, exactly.
In terms of looking forward into the future, have you guys got anything lined up for the summer, maybe? Anything, I mean, obviously you've got your tour coming up. Anything beyond that?
We actually get asked this quite a lot. We can't actually talk about it. So we do have stuff and we're really excited to do it, and it's going to be great.
So listen out.
Yeah, listen out. Yeah. Hold your breath until it, you know, a couple of weeks. Hold your breath for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Definitely will do.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to us, and a really good look for tonight. I bet you're all excited.